So for the sake of all mother sentient beings, equaling in the limits of space, I must attain the state of full enlightenment by every means. For this purpose, I shall now listen to the teachings on the sublime Dharma. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner.
Then
the portion of teaching that we arrived at is the section of page 161, which is contemplating on what will occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of the two types of beings. And within this, we are now contemplating on the sufferings of the lower realms. Yes. So the section on the contemplating the suffering of the three realms has three portions: contemplating the suffering of the hell denizens, the suffering of the animals, and contemplating the suffering of hungry ghosts. So firstly, the section on contemplating the suffering of the hell denizens has four portions: contemplating the suffering of the great hells of beings, secondly, the suffering of the adjoining hells, thirdly, the suffering of the cold hells, and fourthly, the suffering of the occasional hells. So when we are contemplating the suffering of the lower realms, we should listen to the teachings as though one was actually experiencing the sufferings of the lower realms oneself, rather than seeing it as an external display or external show, as if it was something unrelated to oneself. Then there would be not any meaning of its function. Yes. So firstly, at the top, page 163, it talks about the suffering, contemplating the sufferings of the great hells of living beings. So in general, then it talks about the location of the different hell realms within this world system. Then here, the first hell is called the reviving hell, and that lies 32,000 leagues beneath the earth. So in general, this world beneath the earth, then we measure in terms of leagues, you know, or bhakti in Tibetan. So each bhakti or each league is comprised of 4,000 of this unit called Domba. Domba. La. Yes. So in this case, 4,000 of these Domba equals to one bhakti. That's sort of like a measurement. So 32,000 leagues beneath the earth, then is the first hell, which is the reviving hell. Then altogether, there are 8 great hells. Then beneath that, the other 7 are situated beneath the reviving hell, each of them having a distance of 4,000 bhakti or 4,000 leagues beneath each subsequent one. So beneath that is beneath 4,000, about to say beneath the first hell is the next hell, and then another 4,000 beneath that is the other hell, all the way down to the eighth hell. So then the first hell is called the reviving hell. It is so called because of being in this this realm. So of the eight hells, this hell is of the eight great hells. This great hell is of the least, the lightest suffering of the eight hells. So due to the power of karma, beings here, when one is born into this realm as a being of this realm, due to the power of karma, then one sees all the beings around, the other beings within this realm see each other as enemies or as foes. Then their hands, weapons naturally come to their hands, appear in their hands, and then they hack each other to pieces, you know, attack each other, hack each other to pieces, and then they attack each other. So however, then they swoon due to the force of that being attacked, then they swoon to the ground. However, this is not an actual death. They merely lose their consciousness and swoon to the ground. And then a great sound from the heavens appear, which says, revive, you know, towards these beings. And then so those who had been hacked into pieces, their body parts naturally collect together again, and they arise in the form of these hell beings again. And once again, they weapons appear in their hands, they see each other as foes, and the process gets repeated when they hack each other to pieces. So in this way, they experience immeasurable sufferings. So they said that within one day of this hell realm beings, then one day this southern continent of ours, then these hell realm beings are said to die 100 times, and they are revived 100 times within that period of time. Yes. So in this case, then if we consider the suffering of the human realms, if somebody were to physically hit us, I'm sorry, the sufferings of the human realms pale in comparison to the sufferings of the hell realms, and that the suffering of the hell realms are much more greater when compared to the suffering of the human realms. For example, now that we have achieved this human physical basis, then when we are, this physical basis is being hit, you know, someone hits us by force, using force, then we are unable to even stand that form of suffering. However, however intense the suffering may be, it cannot be equivalent of even, it's not even a portion of the least suffering of the beings in the reviving hell. So in the beings of the reviving hell, even the smallest suffering in that hell realm, you know, the sufferings of the human realm cannot be equivalent of, become even a portion in equivalent to that kind of slightest suffering. So likewise, you know, therefore in this case, there's very lot of intense suffering in that hell realms. So likewise, beings like us, you know, we have created a lot of causes, we have a lot of imprints in our mind streams to be born in such realms. And then, as mentioned before in the quotations, quoting the sayings of the Buddha, that most beings, since due to habituation to creating negative karmas, most beings of this realm are most likely to go to the lower realms or the hell realms. So if you find that, you know, when we even experience a little bit of suffering, you're unable to withstand, you know, have patience to bear the kind of suffering, then we generate a lot of fear in our mind stream to which there's such suffering. When such fear is generated, then one of the two causes, you know, of refuge is complete.
Mm.
Yeah, on the human body, the struct, you see, 360, you know, spears struck, you know, one day, you see. So this suffering, if you compare to the even smallest suffering in the first hot hell, the being revival, again, so if you compare even the smallest suffering of this hot hell realm, first one, being revived again. So the suffering that you experience in a human body being struck by 300 spear, this is extremely lighter than the smallest suffering of the being revived again, the suffering being struck by the weapons.
So because of the amount of heavy negative karma that we have created, we almost, even though we're physically alive right now, it's almost like having one foot in this human realm and one foot in the realm of the hot hells, that we are with very strong causes to be reborn there after death.
아니 자세게 소리다 아 가야다 아니 아 빠르다 근데 마 샤야 근데 때문에 근데 조야 아 다른 동안 뭐나 소가지 영국이요.
So in general, in the hell realms, you know, the ground is made of a blazing hot molten iron, you know, and then this is like blazing with fire. So if one looks in the four directions for a place of rest where there is no land, that is not no ground that is without such fire of hot molten iron, then one does not find such a piece of land, you know, where one can rest. So then we move on to the next hell realm. This is the black line hell. And then here the beings are being put, you know, onto the beings of this hell realm are being punished by the what we call the messengers of hell or the guardians of hell. So the guardians of hell are very fearful to look at, you know. In general they're due to the karma of these beings, then this they appear, you know, to in the form like punishers, you know, to exert suffering upon the hell realm beings. So in this case, then they have different animal appearances, animal heads, you know, such as the appearances of buffaloes, heads of buffaloes or of pigs, you know, or different wild animals, of a goat and so forth, you know, very different kinds of animals and very fearful to look at. Very fearful to look at, such as having red bulging eyes and so forth, very fearful to behold. So then they hold in their hands, you know, the various weapons as well as molten iron. Then they mark out the bodies, lines upon the bodies of these hell realm beings, you know, using the molten iron. So that these lines then turn, having been burnt, then turn black and turn into black lines. So then using blazing iron, molten iron weapons, you know, then they cut through the physical bodies of these beings, different beings, you know, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, and then along these various lines and divisions that were burnt, marked onto their bodies previously, you know. Then in this case, then the beings of this hell realms experience various kinds of intense sufferings. Yes. So, for example, as the beings of these hell realms are being cut into various pieces, then we should contemplate that in this human realm, for example, if a certain limb, such as our hands, you know, were physically chopped off, and once the physical part is being separated from our actual body, one does not have any more sensation, you know, whatever one does to that severed limb, then one does not experience any sensation for that. Or if one's, you know, blood were to, if one loses blood and the blood falls on the ground and so forth, then it becomes a separate physical thing. You know, one does not experience any sensations related to that pool of blood. So, however, in the hell realm beings, it is said that when they are being cut up in such a way, when their blood drifts upon the ground, you know, the burning hot iron, molten iron ground, that it sort of sears the blood starts to boil and so forth, then hell realm beings are said to even experience that suffering, even though their blood has become separate from their physical body. So also the other thing is that when their body is being kind of severed into several pieces, even though then it is separated from the main being, however those pieces individually still retain their sensations, physical sensations of suffering and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, these sufferings go on, you know, without end of their life. It is that these hellborn beings aren't able to die, you know, even if they want to, they're unable to die until the karma, the negative non-virtuous karma that caused them to be born in that realm, to experience the suffering of that realm, are completely exhausted. You know, prior to then, they're unable to die. They're constantly being tortured over and over again. So then we move on to the description of the third hell, which is the crushing hell. And here the living beings in this crushing hell gather and congregate, in that, you know, the hell gardens herd them into herds and gather them into herds and drive them between these mountains with different animal heads, such as goats, heads of goats, of tigers, of lions, of elephants, and so forth. Then these mountains come together and crush these beings in between them. Then through blood flows forth from the various sense organs, you know, the orifices of these sense organs, and all the all the blood gushes forth and all over the ground. And then still, as mentioned before, as the blood falls upon the molten iron ground, then they experience the various sufferings due to that, and this, even though it's physically separated from their body. So also it is said that the heads of these mountains, of these beings that crush these beings in the hell, in such a hell realm, are said to resemble the animals that they kill while they are alive.
Yes.
So then, other than such crushing, being crushed by these animal-headed mountains, other beings are being inserted into a great iron machine, whereby they're being squeezed and oppressed like sugar cane. Then these beings resemble an iron surface where there are great iron boulders that are being hurled from the space above, cutting them, splitting them, smashing them, flattening them, and so forth, causing them to experience immeasurable suffering.
Being pressed like sugar cane in the iron machine. Mm. Mm. 주바 제도, 주바도 매 끝만 세바 제도. 뭐 침범하는 아마도 나와도 제법의 작은 이름도 요도 이마다. 근데 년내 제바 되나 뭐 쓰기라지. 나바 되나 뭐 침범하세. 이마. 그다 뭐도 제인도 선제되다. 다 자세게 매 생된다게 동안 나서네. 기투 투비 넘어도. 근데 투인도 거나
Then one experiences, then one move, we move on to description of the other next two hells, the fourth hell being the howling hell and the fifth hell being the great howling hell. So the first one, the howling hell, when one is born in such a hell realm, then one is being constantly burnt by the flames, you know, of the molten iron, and then therefore one tries to escape from such fire blazing in all directions, and one perceives an iron house, you know, in front of oneself, and thinking that one would be safe in that house, one escapes into that house, and having entered upon the iron house, then the door of the iron house seals up, and one seals up, then the fire starts to appear within that house, and now one gets incinerated, and so the suffering. So then, you know, this being thinks that, oh my goodness, I came here hoping to escape, you know, from the fire, but now I have not been able to escape. So instead, they experience more suffering than the hell realms prior to that. So then, so such is the suffering of the howling hell. Then the suffering of the great howling hell is that due to the fire of the molten iron, you know, being pursued by that, then they perceive this great iron house. Then they rush into the iron house, and then the door of the iron house closes, and then fire starts to burn, and then they see another iron house, and then they you know, rush into that one with the door, and then that door closes, you know. So that they experience a lot of suffering. Again, fire is burning them within the second iron house. So then they experience the suffering, you know, also thinking that, you know, I was able to escape from one house, but I'm not able to escape from the other. So they experience even greater suffering than the hell prior to this. Yes. So it is said that those who drink beer, you know, the alcoholics are born into this the howling hells. Even people who pour the wine or the alcoholic beverages are born into the surrounding hell. Yes. Yes. Surrounding of this hell. Yes.
In my thought, Reda, Kuba, Savat, say, and Dumba Radu Savas. In my thought, Tela, Savanane, Semjenda, Yason Nomi, Jason, Pate, Tomayo, Bashinus, and Bavin on the Jordan Court, Niagin, the Suba, Jazz, the Rodimba, Pony Pote, Jiwen Jimata, Cardo, Megdo, Nado, Navi Puga. Go ついてるじゃやだ。だじゃあじさしん、どんぐぞろ、のんぼてんで、おごね、たんぽんねやつをね、ちずぐぱれや。うん、とんばち。だってやんの、ののね、めいついゆやだ。あ、つる、あ、つるね、ついよろ、てんだた。あ、だてんでじゃのね、자지사실멤버가되죠소윤들대노노체네매도나의보가도바로보가탐진매지만제로통해요나태르도관용요
So in the hot hell realms on the living the hell gardens you know, throw the living beings into a hot blazing iron kettle many leaves across a large one and boil them and so in thisWhen one is born in those hell realms, you know, then the hell guardians also impale oneself, with blazing iron skewers, you know, with blazing iron skewers and they impale, through the anuses of these, the bodies of these, beings of this hell realm. And then the iron skewers, they emerge through the crowns of their heads of these hell realm beings. And because it is a blazing iron skewers, then it burns, you know, it starts to burn from inside.And all the flames, you know, burn so quickly that the blazing flames leap forth, you know, from the mouths, eyes, noses, ears, and from all the pores of the bodies of these hell realm beings. Yes.
No, the judge is such a member of the Nana, Manye, Kenjala Kabu, Koromye, and then Yazan Nanji, Judge Toa, member of the Tendisho, and the Dong, Alele, and Yavachi, Tendisho, Dongan.
Then they are being placed, you know, having done so, then they are being placed on their backs or face down upon a hot, a blazing iron surface. And then there they are being pounded with a hot blazing iron hammer until they are flattened and experience immeasurable sufferings in this way. Yes. So then, the next hell is the extremely hot hell. Here, compared to the previous hell, which was the hot hell, then the hell guardians use iron skewers, which had only one point. Then here, in this extremely hot hell, the hell guardians use three-pointed skewers, which are like tridents, you know, to exert suffering upon the hell realm beings. And here these three points are being inserted. So this tridents are being again inserted into the victim's anuses, and then the one point comes out through the top of the head, and then the right and left points of the tridents come out through the right and left shoulders. And so three fires blaze through their bodies with such intensity, then they exert out they burst out, you know, from the mouths and the different orifices of the sense organs as well as through body pores and cause these beings to experience immeasurable sufferings.
Yes. Mm. 연구 권한이 저거 가져가네 세금으로 된다 그 동안 있는다. 요 자선 친구 줄지지죠. 줄지 이만 줄지 세야다. 그게 르바 던지는 토로 샤르 토로 된다 줄지 세야지. 대리고비 공원신 그 눈밥이 나온다. 다 대리게 너나 무시조지 마요. 요윤도관은 망원다 구윤도관의 등원도 대가 되는 가사가 나는 원로그로 왔단다. 대체 바바 샤라는 단 조세 송자 샤라는 남성 쉐그랏 쉐네 그룹 맛이 르비세 요 최선의 자리 사진은 데모 이제 다 루고마도 매하지 강강 그게 쉐이사지 아니 그룹 맛이 르비세 루고데 야선은 제대로 또 다들요 소리와 근데 세로 마토 사다 샤라제임 샤라지 받으면 넘죠. 다 덴드레진에 내 맛을 받으면 거예요. 아, 이 말이에요. 남의 쟤는 더 안 가고, 다 가보든지 아니면 자기 더위 동안에 세야로, 되지, 자기 덴드라고 되지.
So then, in this hell realm, then, the body, you know, the bodies, physical bodies, are of the beings, you know, some of them are like huge and long, and then so they're being sort of like, it says here they're caught up in a hot blazing iron press, so they're sort of like rolled upon this press that's made of hot blazing iron, you know. Then on top of that, then they're being thrown, it says here the hot blade, they're thrown head first in the great blazing iron kettle. So Rinpoche explains that this type of torture instrument is sort of like upon physical contact with this instrument that it causes one's flesh and blood and so forth, you know, to be dissipated, you know, to be dissipated from one's body. So here, as is mentioned here, one is the hell realm beings are thrown head first, you know, into this blazing iron kettle. And it once the being starts to boil, you know, the liquid inside starts to boil, and one is boiling, one is like bobbing up and down, amidst that liquid, and so one is boiled, floating up, down, all around until all of the physical parts of the body, except the bone, all the physical parts of the flesh, blood, and skin, and so forth, all these have dissipated. Only the skeleton is left floating. In that liquid, then the hell realm beings fish out this skeleton. So at this point of time, the skeleton still possesses life. You know, the being is not dead yet. So they're being placed on the ground where their skin and their flesh and blood and so forth are regenerated again. And then again, once again, they are thrown again into this big blazing kettle where they're being boiled. This process is being repeated again. So here, the being does not die despite such intense sufferings until their karma to experience that hell realm is being exhausted. So here, it says that the remaining torments are similar to those of the hot hells. So remaining torments are like, as mentioned in the hot hell, they're being placed on a hot blazing surface and then being pounded with hot blazing iron hammers and so forth. Yes. So then they move on to the hell realms, the eighth hell realm, which is the unrelenting hell. Here, of all the eight types of great hells, you know, this is said to be of the most intensive in terms of suffering. And the suffering within this realm is said to be the intensity of the intensity of suffering in this hell realm is said to be unrelenting. Therefore, the name is given to it, the unrelenting hell.
Yes. Member we show on the Dismitted like a power of Shadow Jubas Rudan Rendition, Kona Tubachet, my meaning was in the Dutton and Major Mavis of Andogo. Chosen song the Tedamas, Chosen, Mayor of NGB, Nohan Yoma, Bama JP, Yam the beginning of the Ship of Town Law. In Batana made the Chiban, they said, Charsone, Patti, Tam Mombo Yogi, Patti Jara Mombo Yoga Tendiche, Member, Saji. A team may shoot the soyo, met.
So
뒤에 거나 아니 조심해서 매용요. 그래서 삼시 등원이 이제 들은 매주에 쇼요. 노노는 그런 수급 매주지. 단 매주지 되지도 많이 해두거나 나도는 소나무 같은 데지 이 말은 바다나요. 다 생긴 통양에 대해. 냠다그께 동안 들을게 잡는데 다 생제지와 동안 요대요 이 말이에요. 삼마마도 매제 매 풍부다. 들을지는 달래 맛이 받는 용어야.
So then, in this harem, then what happens, what the beings perceive is that in the eastern direction, a fire, the ground blazes, you know, for many hundreds of leagues, you know. So this fire starts to become bigger and bigger, and then gradually, you know, starts to burn the flesh of the beings of these hell realms. So all their flesh, you know, their blood and so forth are being burnt, and the fire even enters into their bones and burns their marrow and so forth. So then they experience great suffering. Great suffering, and also the fire comes from the other three directions, you know, the south, west, and north directions as well. And so these are the then also the fire comes from the four intermediate directions, the north, east, south, east, north, west, and southwest, as well as the directions of above and below. So altogether, there are 10 fires next. Ten fires from the external directions, and then there's one additional fire that burns from within the body of this Haram being. You know, then therefore the 11 fires, 10 external and 1 internal, all these combine and then burn the bodies of these beings, burn the bodies of these beings without respite. And therefore, when one sees, you know, all these, so therefore they're burning externally, internally, to the extent that one doesn't even see the physical bodies of these beings, and one only comes to know the presence of these beings by merely hearing the wailing sound in these fires. You know, in such a huge conflagration of fires, one sees only the being becomes a mere heap of fire, you know, burning from externally, internally, and so one can only know their presence through their wailing sound. And such karma, they must experience this karma without respite and until there are the karma is being exhausted.
Yes.
Then also there being on other occasions they are being placed into blazing iron embers within an iron winnowing basket, and then again this is, basket is being shaken violently, and on other occasions they are caused to climb up great iron mountains. There are great iron mountains that they are caused to climb up these mountains and to also descend from these mountains, you know, and so therefore the experience caused to experience such immeasurable sufferings.
So
then on other occasions in the cell realms, their tongues are being pulled out of their mouths, you know, and they're being stretched out with 100 iron pegs, and then they're being plowed, you know, like fields of the earth. So in this case, sometimes the beings of these hell realms, you know, have large bodies, and the larger body you have, you know, the greater the suffering you experience, you know, in this realm. So in this case of having a large tongue, you know, then one can understand that beings in this hell realm, owing to the karma, the amount of the force of negative karma, those with stronger negative karma have larger bodies, and some have smaller bodies. And so the more larger the body, the greater the suffering, because there's more surface area that is being burnt by the fires of these hell realms. So in this case, some of them are as large as mountains, and some of them are small. So in general, the skin of the beings of these hell realms are very tender, like a baby's, you know, so they're very prone to injury and so forth, and very prone to being burnt. So due to that, they experience great suffering, even more suffering, you know, when the fires are blazing them. So in this case, the tongue is being stretched out by the beings of the hell guardians, and then held down by iron pegs, and blazing iron pegs, and then being plowed upon, you know, like fields, tilling fields.
Yes.
So to have to be born in such a realm when one has one's tongue being plowed upon like a field, then what this is due to the karma of abandoning the Dharma, you know, the negative karma of the due to the negative karma of speech, you know, of abandoning the negative abandoning the Dharma, holy Dharma, sublime Dharma, then one comes to experience this ripening result. So due to negative karma speech, one is being born in the hell realms where one's tongue is being plowed upon like fields. So in this case, then on other occasions in this hell realms, then the hell realm beings are being laid out on their backs and upon the blazing hot iron surface. And that means being laid out with their bare backs, you know, upon the iron surface. The mouths are being pried open, the blazing, hot blazing iron tongues, and lumps of iron and boiling copper are forced in, and are poured into their mouths, esophagus, and so forth, until all their bodies, intestines, and so forth are being burnt, you know, all the flesh and blood are being burnt, and then the residue flows out below onto the ground. So then it says here the other torments are like those of extremely hot hells, such as being impaled, as mentioned, the sufferings in the extremely hot hells, such as being impaled by iron tridents and being put upon the being rolled upon by hot blazing iron press, or being thrown into the iron kettle to boil, and so forth. You know, so these are torments like that in the similar to the extremely hot hells sufferings that are in the unrelenting hell.
Yes. tanda sunya de che dunga ra ba tam re da dunga cha mo ne che go yin na ni na so ba yo re che tu ya no ma re so an ba ni de da da yin che tam na ne ba ba ti sum ni dong go wa ne yo sun ya da ni dunga ten de yo sun ya de so pa ba thong me ji sa yin wi che se ya ten no no so yo re ten no yin je ru ji so ten no ma yin
so so here Lama Tsongkhapa says that the gross sufferings and so forth, you know, are very the hell. He can only manage to describe only the gross sufferings of these hell realms. The core sufferings is unable to experience, unable to write about the subtle sufferings of these hell realm beings. If one were to describe in detail these subtle sufferings of these hell realms, then it is impossible to cover all of it. So as mentioned before, you know, these 32, the reviving hell being 32,000 leagues beneath the earth and so forth, all this was, Lama Tsongkhapa has written here, quoting from, Papa Tome, Arya Sangha's, you know, level of yogic deeds. Yes. So it is said that, so here in the friendly letter, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes by saying that, you know, by describing that the sufferings of the hell realms are so great and immense, you know, so intense that it is almost, you know, upon countering and undergoing the suffering, one will immediately die, you know, or be immediately killed, you know, by such sufferings. However, due to the hell realm beings, due to the force of them non-virtuous actions, then they are unable to be separated from their lives, you know, they're unable to end their lives in such a way, so they're constantly, you know, being revived over and over again to experience these sufferings. So until the force of the negative actions, negative karma is being exhausted. Prior to exhaustion, then it's only when that force of that karma is being exhausted do they do their sufferings come to an actual end. Do they actually die from the hell realms? Other than that, they do not die despite undergoing such intense sufferings.
Yes. Nam-jian-ni-jia-xin-ri-ji-bi-xia-ji-ti-sum-jian-na-ti-ti-ni-lo-ji-bi-lo-nam-jian-ni-jia-xin-ri-ji-bi-xia-ji-ti-sum-jian-na-ti-ti-ni-lo-ji-bi-lo-nam-jian-ni-jia-yong-si-bi-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti Tabdan 담배내니께나 아빠한테 추승지 송이 담도 없던데 안 오고요. 다 가든이 고나 아니 트루가스야 지지. 대건의 견조원지 너나 초 지 대지 원해야 공만 되지 그러다 성으로 성으로 양로
So in this, so then we talk about the lifespan, you know, the extent of the lifespan. And here, first it mentions about the six types of desire realm deities. So firstly, there's the four heaven of the four great kings. And then above that is the heaven of the 33, the heaven of the 33. And then above that is the heaven that called free of conflict, as we mentioned the other day, an Amazon cover. Guru Yoga commentary talk about the Tabjil, heaven of Tabjil, heaven that is free of conflict, and above that is the godly realm of the Ganden. So here, the distance between the realm of the 33 and the southern continent is said to be 80,000 leagues. And then the distance between the 33 and the heaven free of conflict, that is the distance again, a distance of 80,000 leagues. So the distance between that realm, Tabjil, in the heaven free of conflict, and this human realm, has a distance of 160,000 leagues. And then the distance between Tabjil and Ganden, distance between Ganden and the human realm, is 320,000 leagues. So 320,000. 32 chi, which means 10,000, 32 times 10,000 is 320,000 leagues. So that's the difference. So as the realms, the distance increases as one goes from lower realms to higher realms. So above the Ganden, then is the realm called the Chuga, which is the heaven of controlling others' emanations. So in this way, as the distance increases as one goes to the higher realms and the lifespan increases as well.
That the jig is said so in you gonna may long up to na than the lola jazzy rigid say at the shabuchi may long up to and the test in general now the junior law jb long up ya jazzy rigid to be obvious. In the Jiaxin Rijib Tsete, Jiaxin Rijib Tsete de la Melon Bom Gucci, you are the same. Melon Bom Gucci. And Melon Bom Gucci de Yonsu Bishachi.
So, in this case, when we talk about the extent of the lifespan, then in the human realms, 50 years in the human realms is equivalent of one day in the desire realm of the four heavenly kings. And so then 30 of such days is equivalent of a month in their realm, and 12 of such months is equivalent of 1 year in their realm. So 500 years in their realm, you know, is the life of the beings in the deities of the desire realm of the four heavenly kings. And then, so this is equivalent, but totaling all of that up, is equivalent of 9 million years. 90,000, so that's 9 million human years. And,
90,000
human years. 90,000 is 9 billion. But how would you 9 billion? 9 billion is 9. 9 million. So okay, so that's 9 million human realms, 1900,000 human years in the human realm is equivalent one day in the reviving hell. Yes.
The pandemic, you also be shy, lamb, the long home could you see? That day, some children, our pay junior law, Chibi, Ronong Abja to be on it. Ronong Abja de la, Mendotigon, and the Mombush of China.
Yes. So, in this way, then, one such 9 million human years is equivalent of a day. One day in the reviving hell, and the lifespan of the denizens of the hell beings in the reviving hell is 500 years. 500 years, considering that to be one day. So therefore, the beings in the reviving hell are said to be so many inconceivable number of years. It's such a large, a very large number of years. Yes.
So the being alive again, that first hot hell, the life is the 500 of according to the time 500. So by figuring out to human human years, so 100 million 100 million year like that 10 times, 100 million year like that 10 times, then on that another 6 teaches that to Don Nigeria. 100 million human year like that 16 times, then another 200 on top of that. How long they suffer the being in the very first hot hell being alive again. So their lifespan is 500 years according to their lifespan. But figuring out to a human year how long they suffer is that much. So, 1600 million years, another 280 on that, another 280 on that. So, 1600 million year, then another 200. Another 200.
162 billion.
1620 billion. 제베 네 심지다 좀비 로노 콘트 비와지 데 단다 핑나게 쳇스 다 되네마 닌자 메노 닌자가 이게 타드럭이 샤지 제베 타드럭이 메노 닌도 두고요 그래서 로노 닌도 두고요 데네 단다 듄종이 쳇스 다 된다 전에는 집자 제자 동주자
So in this way, when 100 years in the human realm is equivalent of one day in the heavenly realm of 33. So then in this case, the lifespan of the beings in this realm is equivalent of one day in this heavenly realm of 33 is equivalent of one day in the realm of the second hell, which is the hell of the black line hell. So in this case, then the 200 years in the human lifespan is the equivalent of one day in the realm of Tabdil, the freedom from conflict, the heaven freedom from conflict. So in this way, then the beings of this realm, you know, the lifespan is 2,000. So it increases by double, you know. So as it goes, the realms, different higher realms, so the different god realms increases, then one day in each of the god realms. So as it increases in this way, then as it moves up along the higher realms, then the days, individual days on the individual heavenly realms are equivalent of the human years in increments of doubles, you know. So the first heavenly realm is that of the four great kings, and this is 50 human years. The next is the 33, which is 100 years, you know, a day in the realm 33 is 100 years. Then the next one, and then the realm of the freedom from conflict, then that is 200 human years, and then 400 and 800 and so forth in increments and doubles, you know. So in this way, also the realm, the lifespan of the beings in these different hell realms, you know, the lifespan of the beings in these heavenly realms are again also increased in number. You know, the first heavenly realm of the gods of the 30 gods of the four great kings is 500 years, then the gods of the 33 are 1,000 years, and the realm of the freedom from conflict 2,000 and 4,000 and so forth, as each realm goes higher. Then these individual then the life periods of these individual lifespans of these individual god realms are equivalent to the each of the individual hell realms, starting from the reviving hell downwards all the way to the unrelenting hell. Yes.
Imre, ta dene nyawa rabdu tsawa seya te ta nami seya dene ta loye tonga jabu kwa na jabu tuya me bezwa nung che re ta bakar che bharji kaba seya che yorwa le bakar jache la Baka Jashila Karchenchik Sayat in the Sigurwa. And then again, Baka Chekachi Rabdi Savati and the Baka Chika Deku Yoris City. And then Namela Baka Chik City. 바지 까봐.
나면 바가지.
지 라드사와 바가지.
바가지. Yes. So in this way, then in the text it says that the beings of the from the black line hell to the hot hells in this way, and they are suffering in the individually respectively 1,000 up to 16,000 of their own years. So in such increments, then it is said that when one comes to the hot hells, you know, especially unrelenting hell, then the number is so great it's almost impossible to calculate it. So then we use the term what we call a middling kalpa, a middling aeon. So 100 middling aeons make up one great aeon. So then the beings of the unrelenting hell are, the lifespan is... Sorry, 80 of the middling aeons make up one great aeon. So... So,
바가지죠, 깔신지로.
제소,
깔신지로. So, 80 middle eon is one great eon.
So, one great eons. So, in this way, then the beings of unrelenting hells, their lifespan is one middling eon. One intermediate aeon, and upwards, then the extremely hot hell beings, then their lifespan is half of that, and then so one decreases in such a way upwards. Yes.
Yes. Tanda ngāla shūne, ni ngāga tsātung jōng, an tsātung sōma jīvī shūne na dōjē nyāvā chēgī rē sēyā, chē sōngi wā rō. Hendi, tā dōjē nyāvā sēyā tē, an nāmē lē jōng dōngā chēvā shī, imbārē, tēndi jī yōvā sōngi wā rō.
So then, it is said that, so because this unrelenting hell, the suffering is so the greatest of the hells, so therefore it is said that the suffering, the greatest suffering in this world system of ours is in the unrelenting hell. In the unrelenting hell. But it is also a saying of mentioning that if one breaks the root vows of one, root tantric vows, and if one is unable to revive these broken root tantric vows, then one would be born within the Vajra hells. So therefore, and it's said that the same. Yeah, so there is mentioning of this Vajra hell whose suffering is said to be heavier than that of the unrelenting hells.
Yes. But that, then, that nyava chenpu jeye se ya chi. But that nyanko yu nyava se ya chi. That is song song. And nyanko yu nyava se ya de, nyanko yu nyava jebu de re re na yong. 징위치치 다자제라베 memory of the from yagen nam among chisin da ro da nam ba ta budi nam na so ba da chuno ra me to imar go re den thila thong bo memory of se menda menda ge ya khong de ge de de ji ba ni da de ne sem ji nya ba chen bu nyong go ya ge le de se nya ba chen bu nyong go ya le se yon du go de ni ma tu bi no sha mēmā mōjō wāpsa yā tē nō nā yīmbā tā rō tē kōyā chā yīmbā tē nō tā pūmō nō sā mā chī yīnyā tēnyā pāñ rō, sōn rō, tēnyā chē nē gōmbā mā mēntā nō chō yūndu kō nā tā shātā kāngā kāṁ tsī yā chā yūndu shātā chē yō tēnyā sī chē nē dōngā pātā mēmā tā tē lē tā mā sī pātā yō kōyā chā yīmbā tā
So in this, then we move on to the contemplation on the suffering of the adjoining hells on the bottom of page 165. So here in, when I mentioned that in the eight great hells, each of them have four walls and four doors, you know, then so surrounding that, four walls and four doors, and then all of these are encircled by an iron fence. So the iron fence itself, again, has four doors. Itself. Then outside these four doors are the four adjoining hells. Rinpoche says they're like the hells, you know, for the beings, the leftover beings. There are not within the eight great hot hells. Then still, so in this, so each of this, so each door is one adjoining hell, and then the names of the hell realms are respectively the pit of embers, the swamp of putrid corpses, or the swamp of excrement that stinks like a corpse, the path of razors and such, and the river of no ford. So each of this, so the first one, the pit of embers, you know, when one's karma to experience eight great hot hells is being exhausted, then one has the appearance, the karmic appearance of being exiting from the fence, you know, of the hot hells, the great hells. Then when one exits from this hell, then one goes into this pit of embers, where one's feet sinks into these burning embers, and all of the flesh is being burnt, you know, the blood is being dried up by that, you know. So one, as one moves about, you know, in this pit of embers, as one sinks one's feet into that embers, then it gets burned and dried up, and then as one lifts one's feet out of those embers, you know, that again the flesh and blood is being restored, and those feet, and again one puts the feet or the leg, you know, again into embers and gets burnt and dried up again.
Yes. 남자는 무추는 시대가 여기 대단히 뽑아서 샤도 주변을 돌봐는 배지 공원도 돈을 누가 제도 나한테는 매만만 여원의 타이어 누구나 요 대 제도대 시진당 시사 남 매송 쓰여서 매송의 남 증망인 바 로든 여기 좀 많은 것이 근데 요 등경에 남지 나 대놓나 로드 되거나 남은 뭐
Then when one's karma is being exhausted in that realm, in that hell realm, then one exits from that hell realm, then one moves on to the next adjoining hell, which is called the swarm of excrement, stinking like a corpse. So here the whole swarm is smelled like very disgusting substances that stink like corpses or excrement. And so then as one moves into this hell, one sinks into such a swamp, and then this is infested by worms that have by sharp worms with sharp beaks. So then these worms that penetrate the body, you know, through the flesh, they penetrate the flesh, you know, as well as the skin and so forth, and even into the bones and through the marrows and so forth. And this way, you know, going through the various parts of the body and causing a great suffering in the for these hell realm beings. Yes.
Mm. 네, 숨바. 숨바는 남 대당 납치반의 뿌리 소금 남 요대. Sen
So then we move on to the third hell, the third neighboring hell, which adjoining hell, which is called the razor, the path of razors and such. So here, when the beings of the karma beings in the previous hell is being exhausted, then they move up. You know, they come up from the swamp of putrid excrement. Then they come to see in the distance this very beautiful green grass, you know, grassland. Then they move forth towards the grassland. However, when they try to, they walk along that grassland, the feet, then the grass becomes like knives, you know, sharp knives, and each of them have 1,000 teeth, you know, along their edges, and they have 1,000 points, you know, at the top. So they're like rows and rows of such knives, so as if they're walking of them, and then these knives, you know, cut their feet, protrude through their feet and cut them, and cut through the skin, flesh and blood. And every time they lift their feet, the bodies are spontaneously regenerated, and again they put their feet down, and then it's being cut and so forth.
Yes.
So then, when the beings of this realms, their karma is finished, then they move on, and then they move on, and they see in the distance there is a forest. Then they are desiring to take shade, to rest under the cool shade of the forest. Then they move there into the middle of the trees. Then all the leaves of the trees turn into sharp swords, you know, sharp-edged swords, which fall upon them and cut through their all their limbs. Cut through all their limbs, you know, their bodies and so forth, till they swoon and faint, you know, from that suffering. And then, so then, when they swoon, then they're being attacked by mongrel dogs, who they come forth and eat them from all directions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. シンディゼラ、ロンゲ、レダ、ザシロテンレトン、チ、ダンダ。レダ、ソソソンビカデジャベ、ガワニワノテンレイゲ、シンゼリゴテトン。デジェギヤシワセノ。ダディ、ニシンノデリアンザ、ユンドゴナ、デネセマ、ジャゲセマノムデレ、イワテジマカトデテ。
So then,
동안요. 다 신이 뜰 때도 요 대신 매바지 이게 신이 짜는 말이요. 요 마셔서나. 아, 요 마. 아, 로아테스나. 에, 다기 세마디 가가요. 약하고. 아, 근데 마음도 되거든요. 아, 샤라가 또 하다 근데 진짜 야. 야, 자 마. 바, 다 근데 제도 가야지 차요. 마 파윤도 보면 이게 진짜서 근데 용의 사. 아, 근데 제요.
So, then, so then there's the next adjoining hell realms. Here it says the forests of iron, silk, cotton trees. So Tibetan it calls the forest of the Shamali trees, which might be a Sanskrit term referring to iron, silk, cotton. Anyway, so when the beings in this realm, then they see these large trees, and then at the top. Of these trees, then they see a person, a lover that one is very attached to, you know, a relative or a lover that one is very attached to when one is alive, you know, standing at the top of the tree and then beckoning oneself to come up to the top of the tree. So then the leaves of that tree are made of like very sharp knives and very sharp swords, you know. So when as one is attempting to climb up the tree, then the as one is trying to come up the tree, then the leaves turn down, the sword-like leaves then turn downwards, face downwards. So, such as this one is climbing up, then one's body is being torn into shreds, you know, the flesh, blood and bones is being torn into shreds as one is trying to climb up. And then at the same time, we have these iron-beaked crows. They come to sit on the shoulders of these beings and peck out their eyeballs and eat them. after much hardship and suffering, then having forced oneself to climb up to the top of the tree, then they see that the person is that they're being attached to, you know, the lover or whatever that they knew when they were alive, is now at the bottom of the tree, and then beckoning them to come down. So again, they go through the same experience this time with the leaves. The sword-like leaves of the tree facing upwards, you know, the points facing upwards. So again, as they come down to try to come down the tree, then the body is again torn into shreds by these knives and so forth, you know, the flesh and blood and skin. And then then again the crows pluck out their eyeballs, and then when they reach the bottom of the ground, they're being eaten by the wild animals. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 샤먼들은 나오지만 초등학교 몇 개 좀 주제 주거비 공항 요구 때 대수년에도 어떠다 하는데 대원으로 좀 세반에 뺀다 소원 주거 몇 개 공항에서 세마 나서 뭐 누가 지나 초등대에 나는 신재랑의 요구하는 집안의 자수원다 내내 신종도 못 된다 집안지 세던의 사실 뭐 마음에 견제도 이제 진도 진도 대답이 나자 좀 미시시 맨손대 원주 뒤에서 꼭 먹으면 내 자주 좀 메라든 다 So, don't lodge the Toma Joe, Joe Washer, then the chip. Young Thompson saw Chiba the Jai Senji, so talk. And Sajama Kenja the Jan, Gentos, said you, and Antri Chigon, Shigmund, Pongmund, Yinaka, Jason, Gonsons, Dogendo, Gongendo, Salam in the Gona, and Jaji Tono member at the Kano Joe, Songji, Gosia, then the Kano Lo, then the Chigon.
So then close to the forest of iron silk cotton trees is the fourth hell, which is called the so called entry. Now the fourth house is called the River with No Fork. So the River of No Fork that is close to the so-called entries, you know, this river is made up of boiling water. As mentioned before, this boiling water is not ordinary boiling water. It's similar to the one in the previous hell realms, whereby upon contact, then it causes your flesh and blood, you know, to dissipate and so forth. So then, one is being thrown, as one falls into this river, one is being boiled on the left and right, up and down, one is bobbing up and down all the time, and being boiled on all sides. So then, by the banks of these rivers, there are the hell guardians, which are armed with clubs, hooks, and nets. So then they prevent the beings in this hell, in this river, from escaping. Then as they are trying to escape, then the hell realm beings beat them with clubs and cause them to remain in the river, prevent them from escaping. Then on other occasions, then they hook them with their iron hooks and nets, you know, and trap them like fish, and then drag them onto the shore and lay them bare on the great blazing ground. And the beings, you know, then they demand to know what these beings desire. Then they say, the beings reply that we do not understand what's going on, we cannot see. However, we are hungry and thirsty. So then the hell guardians would then feed them with blazing lumps of coal, blazing lumps of iron, iron coal, blazing lumps of iron, and then also to pour boiling copper into their mouths. So therefore here it says that the lifespans of living beings in adjoining hells and occasional hells are not fixed. Ordinary hells. The living beings in the adjoining hells and ordinary hells are not fixed, but they must suffer in these places for a long time. And also the suffering, the extent of the suffering is dependent on the power of karma. One suffers until the power of the karma created from the past is being exhausted.
Yes.
So in this way, as one hears about the different sufferings of the different hell realms, one experiences great fear. Even when one sees like pictures, you know, paintings of the hell realms, or one experiences great fear, finds it unbearable. You know, even one hears about descriptions of these hell realms. So due to such fear and sense of not being able, you know, unbearableness regarding to sufferings in these hell realms, then one needs to understand that the causes. So whatever one has heard and regarding the description of these hell realms, as well as the paintings of describing these hell realms, when one sees or hears about this, one experiences great fear. But you know, to think of that one were to undergo the actual experience of these hell realms, then how much more unbearable it would be for the individual. So in this case, then one comes to know that, understand that these causes for rebirth in such realms is due to the cause of non-virtuous actions. And therefore, in order to protect oneself from rebirth in such states, one needs to abandon as much as one is able to non-virtuous actions. One must try to abandon that as one understands that one has to try to abandon to the best of one's ability such non-virtuous actions. So as mentioned before, most of beings, sentient beings, are born into hell realms. You know, so therefore, within the entire cyclic existence, most beings are being born in the hell realms. They are the major population of samsara. So therefore, understanding there's so many countless number of hell beings, you know, samsaric beings in the hell realms, so one should generate great compassion, the desire to free these beings from their sufferings by meditating on these sufferings in the hell realms. One should generate such compassion. So whatever teachings you've just heard, please retain in your mind and put into actual practice.